AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The country celebrates Independence Day. Violet Ekonomova tells us more.
It was a performance-packed night at a Capitol 4th on the National Mall. Barry Manilow and other big names singing patriotic tunes to a sea of people dressed in red, white, and blue. That audio courtesy of a Capitol 4th PBS. About a mile away at the White House, the president was having a private party with military service members.
Without you, we could not enjoy the incredible blessings that we do in this greatest country on earth. And we are so appreciative to all of you. We hope you are having a good time.
Guests were treated to a picnic and Bruno Mars show. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
At Coney Island, Matthew Stoney downed 62 hot dogs and buns to knock off defending champ Joey Chestnut in the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
It's the 4th of July. This is the biggest contest of the year. So to win it means it's an amazing feeling.
Mickey Sudo defended her women's title.
I feel elated. This is an amazing feeling. It's the biggest stage on competitive eating. It's the biggest event, biggest turnout, awesome crowd.
Both winners pocketed $10,000 in first prize money. Israel's prime minister says what the West may consider a breakthrough in nuclear talks with Iran is a breakdown. Benjamin Netanyahu continues his opposition to and scathing criticism of any possible deal, saying each day that passes brings a greater Western concessions. Only two choices on the ballot in Greece today, yes and no. If a majority vote no, then the government will reject a financial bailout that includes billions in loans and more budget tightening. Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis is staking his political career on the voters rejecting the plan.
Will you resign if there's a yes vote?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And there won't be a yes vote.
This is AP Radio News. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says fellow GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump is way off base with his remarks about immigrants and crime. Jackie Quinn with more.
Jeb Bush says Donald Trump is wrong. He says no one suggests that the U.S. shouldn't control its borders. But to make these extraordinarily ugly kind of comments is not reflective of the Republican Party. Bush also says he takes the remarks personally, since his wife was born in Mexico.
4 years ago, Japan won the World Cup over the U.S. In 2012, the U.S. women beat Japan to take gold at the London Games. Tonight, the two clubs play again in the Women's World Cup Championship game in Vancouver, Canada. Longtime U.S. star Abby Wambach expects both teams to go all out.
We don't overlook Japan for 1 second because they are a very, very organized and good team. The best team will be left standing on Sunday night, and of course we hope it's us.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.